Wonderful. So welcome to Women Getting Fit, where women realize fitness and income transformation. And if you have been joining this summit, you know that the speakers that we have been having have just, they've been blowing my mind. I'm taking notes on every speaker and every single one. I'm learning something new. We had Marcy Shimoff on Tuesday. We just have had so many amazing speakers, and it's just been outstanding. And tonight, as a special guest, I cannot wait to interview Linnea Hagen, and she is outstanding. I'll introduce her in a moment. So, again, my name is Michelle Melendez. I have been in the fitness industry for 16 years. I love it. I love inspiring women to get healthy and enjoy their bodies, because that's what it's all about, really just loving your body, loving your life, and manifesting the things that you want and desire. And it's possible. It's possible for you. So remember that the interviews are all up for 72 hours at womengettingfit.com/replay, and then they do go on to the fit package as well as all of the bonuses, and I've added more bonuses onto that fit pack. I am going to actually extend the $47 discount was going to expire today, but I'm going to extend it just through the weekend, and then Sunday it'll expire on Sunday. So if you are interested in that fit pack, which I definitely would get because it's just it's amazing. You only get that before Sunday. Remember to, for your chance to win a spot in the Get the Body You Love in 90 Days program, all you have to do is post a testimonial on our Women Getting Fit fan page, something that lets me know how these speakers are coming across to you, what are you learning, what are you excited about. Even Michelle, this is a great summit. That will get your name in the drawing. And at the end of the summit, I'm going to do a video. I'm going to pull somebody's name out, and they're going to win a spot in that Get the Body You Love in 90 Days program. Remember that when you call in, then I get to see your name, and I can actually pull and say, you know, somebody's name, and I'm giving away prizes. So every single call, there's always a prize. Tonight, somebody is going to win Simple Strategies to Flatten Your Belly and Sharpen Your Mind. This was an interview I did with Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo that is included in your fit package. This is a bonus I included that is not to do with Summit. I actually included it as a bonus just for the people who purchased that fit pack. But whoever calls in tonight, you'll have a chance to win it. So it's definitely something that you want to check out, Simple Strategies to Flatten Your Belly and Sharpen Your Mind. Also, if you anytime you have a question, please put it in the box on your left. Even if it's a comment like, this is a great call, I love it, then put that in there too. Let us know how we're doing. And I'll be checking the Q&A periodically throughout the interview. I like to make it interactive if we can. And there's a free gift. Linnea has a free gift for you. Will you finally achieve your weight loss goals? A 9-question quiz to get it off and keep it off. And all you have to do is go to weightnomorecoaching.com, weightnomorecoaching.com. And it's weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, W-E-I-G-H-T, no, N-O, morecoaching.com. And get that free gift from Linnea Hagen right now when you're listening to this. So lovely. Cool. Okay, sisters, it is so my pleasure and privilege to introduce to you a best-selling author. She's a host of a record-breaking live talk radio program. She's a group facilitator, requested speaker, coach, and business consultant since 1987, founder of Weight No More Coaching Company, owner of the Abundance Company, and so much more. This is Linnea Hagen. I want to welcome you to Women Getting Fit. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm so thrilled to be part of this.
Awesome. I was so thrilled. We actually, for those of you who don't know, we actually had lunch together because she doesn't live too far away from me, and this woman is just so, so dynamic. I'm so excited to interview to you tonight.
That is a lot to live up to.
We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun.
That's what I said about you. Isn't this great?
It's so, so huge. I love it. So tonight we're talking about turbocharge your success and get out of your own way. 6-step strategic plans and loving actions to weigh less and earn more. I love it because that is like, that's so up so many women's alleys, weigh less and earn more. It's like, who doesn't want more of that? So that's what we're talking about tonight. But before we get into that, I always ask all my speakers, I'd love to know your story. Like, what is it that got you into this industry? Why are you passionate about it? What challenges have you overcome through your journey? You've done so much amazing things with your life, but what led you here to do this type of work?
Oh, my gosh. it's been a long journey. I think I'm old, but actually, you know, I've always had a heart for helping others. And I've had a lot of struggles, a lot of loss in my life as well. And it's really interesting because I know when people look at me and they see me in public and that type of thing, no one believes that that I've had some things to overcome. But I think we all have.
Yeah.
And when I've discussed it with myself and I've kind of discussed it with God, I get the answer, well, nobody comes through life unscathed. Why do you think you're special? So I believe that our greatest purpose comes out of our pain. And so in looking at some of the pain that have dealt with, I went through a tragic loss in my family when I was 13. My only sibling, my oldest sister, who I adored, was killed suddenly in a car accident. And I, as a result of that, really kind of lost myself. I was raised to be sweet so everyone will like me, and I tried really hard to do that and also to please my parents, take care of my parents, and be my sister and trying to figure out who I was. I was only 13 when this loss took place. And as a result, I was really wallowing in a lot of gunk of loss of self and loss of my own self-esteem and trying to be who everybody else wanted me to be and take care of everybody. And I think that, number one, I think that a common theme that runs through the lives of many women is that we're on auto-give. And I was certainly on auto-give where I was trying to be everything for everyone. And I'm down to what I was when I was in high school, which was almost 50 years ago.
Awesome.
And I keep my weight healthy and I have a lot of energy. But when I was younger, in my college years, by my junior year of college, I was up on about 43 pounds from what I am now. And I went through a whole lot of ups and downs emotionally, just kind of struggling to find myself and find where I'm supposed to be plugged in, and went through a couple of early marriages just to, you know, find love. And little by little, I think we learn some things about ourselves and about our journey. And so I was able to take off some of the weight. Part of it was because I became pregnant with twins, and I had lost most of my weight by then, but it took so much out of my body that I became almost anorexic by the time they were born. But the weight came back on, and I was bulimic. I was binging and purging for many years, and most people don't know that, but my story is on the Weight No More Coaching website. But I think that it's just, you know, it's an accumulation of a lot of losses and a choice to be resilient and to learn and to not use these things as a bag of stinky, smelly gunk that I'm carrying around and dragging around my ankle, but actually put it together and to make a staircase to something better. And so basically, you know, in a nutshell, I think that kind of sums it up.
Wow, that is, yeah, that's a journey, sister. That's amazing what you've overcome and what you've brought yourself to. And Weight No More Coaching, and it's weight, you guys. I love this name, WEHT, Weight No More Coaching. Is just amazing. I've been watching, looking at the site, and it's a really, really good site. So tonight we're talking about turbocharge your success and get out of your own way, six-step strategic plans and loving actions to weigh less and earn more. And so I love that this first bullet that you have is how to start getting unstuck and build a personal reserve of deservedness. That's really true, because I always hear a lot of women. In fact, this morning I was talking to a client. I was like, "How do you feel?" And she said, "I feel stuck."
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge thing about deservability,
mm-hmm.
And worthiness around mm-hmm. weight. So yeah, I'd love to hear more about this.
Well, you know, I work with my clients on my abundance the abundance company clients, whether they're business owners or CEOs or whoever. I always start in the same place, and I have them start looking at what they're putting up with in their life, because we will only go as far as how beautifully we treat ourselves. And in fact, I just gave this talk at the Capital Club here in Silicon Valley to a group of businesswomen about the whole thing about loving yourself and about getting out of your own way. And it occurred to me a few years ago, let me just back up, as I was working with businesses on creating the one-page business plan, and I looked at it as kind of a pyramid, I added a top on that, kind of like the star, and above the vision for the business is really the personal vision or the heartfelt dreams that we have for ourselves and the people we love and what kind of legacy we want to leave. And as I looked at this, it kind of looked like the top, like what a child would draw for a Christmas tree, kind of a triangle. But going through that and approaching it actually as a living organism, whether in our success and our lives are part of the seasons of life, I thought, you know, what really needs to be the grounding factor, and that which brings all the inspiration and energy into what is found on top, which is the outward manifestation of what we're creating, is really our purpose, kind of our divine purpose, and why we're here and what gifts we have and how we can use our pain in order to have something that's meaningful and make a difference in our lives and those that we love. And so I kind of started drawing this out as a tree. And the branches and everything that's visible actually all is attached to this trunk that goes deep into the ground. And if you look at a root system of a tree, there's as much underground as there is above.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
But what we tend to focus on is what we can see. What we need to do is clean up the root system. And it's made up of many, many different types of environments that make up our lives. There's our spiritual environment, meaning the connection to our higher power and to ourself. There's relationships. There's our physical environment, all our tangible surroundings, our home, our office, our furnishings. There's the thoughts and beliefs that we carry. There's how we relate to nature, including our own aging process. There is one of those roots could be called self, you know, how we relate to our own body and our talents and gifts and how we're bringing that out and honoring that. And our feelings, our emotions, and finally our financial environment, you know, our relationships with money, our beliefs about money. And the thing is, unless we work at these things, our growth on top is going to be truncated. It's going to be cut short. And this is where the work, but the most meaningful and inspiring part of who we are, really needs to take place. Because like the roots of a tree, if they're unhealthy, it's going to bleed the tree. Or if it's healthy, it's going to feed it. So we need to look very much at every single area of our life and seeing how are we being bled or are we being fed.
Oh, that's good.
So that's where I start with my clients, to start getting them some movement to get unstuck, is in that area. And there's, I've been teaching a class and doing workshops for about 10 years on a certification I got through Coach U when I started getting all my formal coaching training. I've been doing group coaching since 1987, but all of the individual coaching and executive coaching was after that. But anyway, there in the number one thing that I teach is tolerate nothing. And when we look at all these different areas, what are we tolerating in our, how we're taking care of ourselves spiritually, how we're taking care of our body, how we are dealing with our own feelings and emotions, how about what, you know, how other people treat us and how about the boundaries that we have. And when we start putting a stake in the ground, we're saying, I'm not tolerating anything anymore. And toleration does not mean, you know, that there's not going to be something in your life that you disagree with. That's not what it means. A toleration is basically anything that we have not consciously chosen to have as part of our life. And that's most of what's around us. You know, the crack in the wall that drives you crazy and you notice it every time you get out of bed. Things like that. How we address these things, or how we address maybe how somebody talks to us, or how we address, you know, how crummy we feel because we're, you know, we have too many glasses of wine or we have too much sugar or fat in our system. These are all things that we can do something about, and whether or not we choose to do something about it is going to give a signal to our psyche and to our soul about how important we are.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I so hear you. I love it. And if you're listening to this call, this may sound like a lot. It's like, wow, where do I start? Start with just one area, just something that you have been tolerating that does not bring you joy. And it can be like Lene was talking about, that crack on the wall. Maybe you get that fixed, because
right.
that's leaky energy is what's also happening.
Exactly. Everything is energy.
Yes.
And the positive things we build into our life, and looking around, look at everything and saying, does this inspire me? If it doesn't, it's probably not to be there. It's not feeding you.
Yes.
And I had a client. She was a director for Intel, big company here in Silicon Valley and all over the world. And she was feeling kind of stuck, and she knew that, what she wanted to do. Eventually, we brought that out, how she wanted to grow herself. But she had to work through some of her own stuff first. And so I said, make a list of everything you're tolerating in your home, in your business, in your car, in your refrigerator, the handles on your desk, are they broken? That anything that captures your attention in a negative way is a toleration, because if you're not dealing with it. And so next week she brought back about 60 tolerations, and you got to get kind of nitpicky, not say, clutter. No, let's talk about got the clutter in the corner of this room and the clutter in that room and stuff on the bed. Be really, really nitpicky, because we can start chipping away at this a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And we have to do a little bit at a time. It's kind of like in Wait No More Coaching, our program, every week we teach something called the habit of the week. Because how we make big changes is by doing one little habit at a time, or one little step at a time. So anyway, and the next week she came back, and I said, well, tell me what's on your list. And she goes, well, I've got this coffee pot that doesn't work very well. And she said, I get up every morning, and that's how I start my day, because I don't know if it's going to work, and it leaks, and, yada-da-da-da-da. And I said, Tammy, how much does the coffee pot cost? And she said, well, I don't know. They're pretty cheap, huh? And I said, yeah, about $15 at Orchard Supply. Well, what difference does that make in your day and the energy that's being dragged out of you or drained out of you at the beginning of the day? It doesn't have to be.
At the beginning. Wow.
Yeah. And so the next week she got a new coffee pot. She goes, oh, my gosh, my life has changed.
Yeah.
I've honored myself.
I love it. And it can be that like a simple little thing like that, but it makes a huge difference. It's like, so if you're listening to this, how long have you been putting up with something that you can easily get at Orchard Supply or just anything? It can be just getting a new pair of shoes or a new toothbrush or something that shifts your energy. I love it, because taking care of ourselves and feeling good and feeling joyous and keeping that energy high is so important. That's awesome. And you know what? It's so simple, but it's so overlooked.
Oh, well, people think that doesn't matter. It matters.
Yeah, it
because
matters.
Because our brain can only process so much at a time. So our eyes are trying to process it. Our feet are working their way around it. We're trying to move things with our hands. We're pulling on a desk drawer, and the thing comes apart, and it could easily be fixed.
Yeah.
And so we're caught up in these loops, and we don't even see opportunities that maybe cross our path. And we're also, like I said, reinforcing somehow deep inside of us that we're not worth any more than this. So we have to put even a little toothpick of a stake in the ground and say, you know what? I'm going to paint that chip on my baseboard, which is something I had to do, because something fell down, and every time I came out of my bathroom, I went, and it looked like a cockroach. Because I have an old house, a great big, baseboards that are painted white. And it came down, knocked off the paint, and I thought, oh, my gosh, oh, that's not a cockroach. And I probably did that 200 times. And I thought, I say this to myself, Linnea, why are you tolerating this? Stop tolerating it. Go get piece some paint and flop it on there and get over it, which I did. And
now
it's not dragging my energy and my focus away from what's really important in my life.
Yeah, that's what it does. It takes your focus away. It pulls your energy and takes your focus away from something that is bugging you, and then the energy in your body, then you're creating more vibration of irritation, which is then bringing about more things that match that, which is irritation. So it's like, fix it. I love it.
And then we get stressed out because we got all this crud going on, you know, around us and inside of us and in relationships that don't feed us like they should. That causes more stress, and that triggers all kinds of stress and emotional eating. I mean, it's just, and it's also, oh gosh, you know, I found so many articles when we were doing the blog for Weight No More Coaching and about the connection between weight and prosperity. I mean, if he wants to talk about that.
Yeah, let's go there. I want to say one thing. If you're listening to this and you have something that you're tolerating, put it in the Q&A, right? If you're on the webcast, I'd like to see what is it that you're tolerating that you're not going to tolerate anymore. So you can say, Michelle, I'm going to get that baseboard painted or whatever it is.
Yeah, make a commitment to Michelle and to me and to yourself that say, I honor myself and the sacredness of who I am so much that I'm going to have a wonderful environment within myself and my relationships and the people that I hang with, the network that I may be connected to, and everything needs to be pulling you upward.
Yeah, go get that new coffee pot if you need it. And
just
state it right here.
Yeah.
Michelle, I'm getting a new coffee pot. So I'd love to hear some of those. But yes, please talk to us about weight loss and prosperity and how this energy relates. That's
well, you know what? There's a whole article that I printed out here called The Health, Weight, and Prosperity Connection. And what's interesting is in this author says, and I can't find his name right now. I apologize. You're going to have to go and look at the article. But and it says here that he never had success in his lifestyle until he took control of his body. Because he started feeling like a failure in almost everything he did. You know, and that's interesting because we try so many different things and then we get the self-talk because, gee, we're not following through.
Yeah.
And then we say, well, we're not really worth very much, so I don't deserve to make very much money. Or, sadly, people in our society will judge us and downgrade their opinion of us by how we look.
Yeah. Well, how we treat ourselves, the energy that we're holding in our body.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is, what he says, and I think this is really true, is that if we look like we're in charge of ourselves and our body, others feel like we can be trusted with being in charge of other stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
And it's not fair. But you know what? We can use this knowledge to our benefit if we choose to. But I just want to say one more thing about this whole thing is about tolerating nothing before somebody goes up the deep end and starts trying to get rid of their daughter's boyfriend that she just can't stand.
Yeah.
Is that oftentimes there is a very high value we placed on something that isn't quite like we want it to be. Like if, you know, your daughter's married to somebody you just can't stand. I mean, so in those cases, but those cases are fairly rare. We need to move to acceptance for our own, for the self-love that we need to show ourselves because it could eat us up.
Yeah, there was a forgiveness piece, a Ho'oponopono prayer that Marcy Shamoff was talking about on Tuesday for something just like that. So sending them that Ho'oponopono prayer. And Josephine from Campbell. And Campbell, guess what? Linnea Hagen lives in Campbell, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
Willow Glen or Campbell? Yeah, Josephine wrote in. She says, I'm going to clean the floor of my office. I will have a wonderful environment in which my room energizes me and gives me a space of new possibilities. Yes,
yeah.
Go, sister. That is huge. So take that on. That's wonderful.
Yep.
I wanted to say one thing also about the way you look. You do not have to have a perfect body to have that's going to keep you looking your best. You don't have to be, you know, the exact weight that you want to be and wait till you're the exact weight you want to be before you start feeling good and looking the best. That, if that came out right, I'm not sure if that came out right, but you don't have to wait. If you're not the weight that you want to be, start wearing clothes that make you feel good at the weight that you are.
Yes.
Start looking or start doing your hair and feeling beautiful. Women, it's really something. I used to get up in the morning and just go teach my class, come home, hardly put on any makeup, didn't want to spend the time for it, just go through my entire day and not really looking my best. And now it's like I've slowed my life down. I've taking the time to put on the makeup that I love that makes me feel really attractive,
mm-hmm.
and my energy has shifted. So you don't have to wait till that you're the weight you want to be, is what I want to say to you. You can start feeling beautiful right now at the exact weight that you are and really pull that energy of the beauty that's already inside of you. And then when you're having that energy, your energy raises, then you're actually going to be more inspired to take more action to make you feel better that's going to release the weight.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And, you know, the whole thing about deserving and about earning and all this stuff, about receiving, is all about honoring that sacredness, that beautiful
yeah.
goddess within ourselves first.
Thank you.
And ain't nobody going to do it for us.
Yes.
That's the sad truth. And so it's up to us to reach in there and look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? You are absolutely worth every single wonderful thing that happens to you. And I'm going to prove that to you right now by doing this one small piece.
Yeah.
I'm going to clear out this clutter in the corner or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this one phone call and tell somebody how much I love them. I'm going to write this letter to heal a relationship that I know has been kind of hanging out there. There's so many different things we can do.
Yeah. It doesn't take much. That's what I love about this. It's just so simple that sometimes people go, that doesn't matter. But it totally does matter. Totally does matter.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And so it comes down to, you know, treating yourself first like a VIP client. Putting on, I know people have heard this before, but you put on your own oxygen mask first, because we're not going to be in any shape to serve anybody or help anybody or be the best in the world if we don't do that. So we need to treat ourselves as a VIP client first, with service, time, and attention.
Yeah.
And get out
of
this auto-give. You know, the auto-give just causes a backlog of receiving. You know, I got this from Jen August. I went to one of her workshops about 3 weeks ago, and she said, you know, we don't have because we are on auto-give.
Yeah.
We give ourselves, we give our energy away, and when you start turning off the auto-give, you start clearing out your receiving backlog that starts moving up. And you're sending that energy and this message to the universe that I am here, and I am deserving, and my arms are open to love myself and to receive, because I'm worthy of being loved and receiving.
Yeah. It's got to come from inside first.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
Absolutely. And we have the next piece of this is keys to personal power that address every area that may be holding you back. This is going to be good.
Yeah. In fact, no, that's what I just talked about with these environments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's about, you know, tolerating nothing. Clear out clutter, establish healthy boundaries. In fact, when I gave a talk to this, the group of business women last week, one of the assignments was I had two assignments, actually. Well, the first one is to make a list of 60 to 100 things they're tolerating. And actually, you can just put it away for a month, and you're going to find out, or 6 months, and you pull it back out, and you're going to find that some of those things have been taken care of. We need to put it in our consciousness and a way to start chipping away from it. And we need to write it down. But part of tolerations is healthy boundaries. We put too much, we put up with too much in how people treat us, whether it's kicking the back of our chair on an airplane or continue to put us on hold when they get a call waiting or always showing up late for lunch or whatever.
Yep.
And there's, I don't know if I have time to teach it tonight, there's a four-step process to establishing healthy boundaries, and it's really, really, really healthy way to approach it, because it keeps emotions low. And it's more that we can keep our emotions at a healthy level, and have less emotional cleanup to do, the more easily we'll slide through life.
Yeah, your emotions are your vibration. It's what, and what you're vibrating at is what's coming to you. So, yeah, we have about 20 minutes more. So,
okay, you know, let me just go through those very quickly, and then I'll start on this on the planning.
Cool.
So, anyway, I'm just gonna. I want to make sure I have my notes here so I can get all these stages correct. And, you know, a lot of people want to put off doing things, you know, and wait until something else happens. You know, like somebody's going to, you know, the child graduates from college or this happens or, gee, I'll take control of this when something else happens. And the thing is, all we have is a journey. We don't have the destination.
Yeah, we'll never, and we never get there because as soon as we get there, there's another place we want to be.
Right.
So it's like, it's really taking responsibility now and really taking charge of it now and doing it now. So, and some of these things, like the little things, that can make a huge difference in your energy. That's what I really want to get across. It's like, get that baseboard painted, get that new coffee pot, do the floor, Josephine, do your floors this weekend. In fact, post on the Facebook fan page when you do your floors and say, Michelle, I did my floors so that I know.
I love it.
So
that's great.
Have us as accountability.
What I'm going to teach is the four levels of communication to create boundaries. And boundaries are basically things that we will allow or not allow other people to do to us. So when I want people to make a list of what are their boundaries from here on out, you start at the top of the page with people can't blank, and you make a list of maybe 10 boundaries underneath there. And when you do that, then you're prepared for when those things come up so that you can be grounded, you can have the proper verbiage, and it keeps your emotions at a healthy level where you're not doing a cleanup within yourself. So,
can you give us an example of one of those?
Yeah, actually I'm going to go through and give examples throughout each level. So the four levels are inform. Level two is request. Three is insist, and four is leave. So we're going to start with level one, and level one is inform. And what you do, you start with a neutral voice. Keep it neutral. And what I do, and I was taught to do, is one of two things. I like to say the sky is blue. It's a very neutral, emotion-free statement. The sky is blue. Or some people count to 10. So let's say you're sitting there and you've been waiting for 15 minutes for somebody to show up for lunch. And, you know, how your leg's crossing, your foot's kind of going back and forth and all this stuff, you know, your arms are crossed.
Yeah.
So when that person finally shows up, you say in a neutral voice, the sky is blue, do you realize you're late for our lunch appointment? Now, what's really cool about this, it gives the other person a graceful and a grateful exit. Maybe they did realize and maybe they didn't, but this really helps them save face.
Yeah.
And it keeps that relationship intact. And 90% of the time, this is the only one you ever have to use. Now, there's some people a little bit more difficult, we'll go on to some of those scenes later. But the first one is just say, do you realize? Do you realize you're kicking the back of my chair?
Yeah, and I just want to say a lot of times women are, what I've seen in my experience is that a lot of women are afraid just to ask this question.
Yeah.
I really encourage you, if you're listening to this, start stepping in your power of who you are, that you deserve, you know, somebody to be on time or to call if they're going to be late, or somebody not to kick the back of your chair on an airplane. You deserve that. And really stepping into your power, and one practice I use is mirror work, where you're just standing in front of the mirror and just saying wonderful things to yourself. So it's practices, even right now as you listen to Linda asking these questions, just say them out loud and just see how it feels for you. And start to practice just the statement of the question. So when something like this comes up, you've been practicing this question, you have the courage and you can step up and ask this question. Because that's one thing that I have noticed is some women are actually just afraid to even ask the question.
Right.
But you are worth it, sister, so go for it.
Okay, yay. Okay, so inform, do you realize? And so you stick with that first. And if they don't get it, and the second time, and it happens again, then you request. The sky is blue. I request that when we set a lunch date that you be here on time. It's not an accusation. It's nothing. It's,
yeah.
You know, they'll probably say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, busted. And I like using this one because my entire life I've had a challenge with time. And I've actually, this year, I put the stake in the ground about a couple of things that I'm not allowing to be part of my life anymore. And that's one of them. And I went to a hypnotherapist. I thought, I'm not going to live like that anymore. It's a lack of integrity, and it causes this negative self-talk in myself, and I'm not living like that anymore. That's how important it is.
Yeah.
So second is request. I request that when we set a lunch date, that you'd be here on time. Oh, what looks good on the menu? Then move ahead.
Yeah, that's actually really true. When I was having roommate issues, that was a big one that we used was requesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I request that, blah, blah, blah. And it actually really worked. Instead of like accusing the other person or blaming the other person about something, it was like, you know what, I really requested this is what I'm needing right now. And it was actually perfect.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's so much that that happens way in the other direction. And also, you know, as an aside, if there's something that you want somebody to do if something's driving you crazy, instead of framing it as a want on your part, you frame it as a need. I need you to do this. People can't argue with a need.
Yeah.
They can certainly argue with a want. Well, that's kind of fluffy. Don't use fluffy. You need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So different. Love it.
Yep. Number three is demand or insist. I insist that when you meet me that you show up on time or I won't be here when you arrive.
Cool.
This is when we put in a consequence, and only doable consequences at this point. Never threaten. Like, well, you know, if you show up late next time, then, you know, I'm going to put sugar in your gas tank or something. I mean, something stupid,
yeah.
You know, you're not going to do. You know, I'm going to slash your tires. Oh, please. But, you know, make it something that is doable. But what happens is we'll start at number three and get ticked off and make a consequence, you know, right away. No. It's hard on that person that you probably care about because we're all kind of connected to each other anyway.
All in this together. Yep.
And it's hurting you because you're acting in an ugly way. So don't do that. So request. I request that when you set a lunch date that you be here on time. Oh, what looks good on the menu.
Yeah.
I insist when you meet me that you show up on time or I won't be here when you arrive. Oh.
Great.
Whatever looks good on the menu. Okay. And then the fourth step is you leave. You leave the restaurant, you leave the relationship, you leave the room, you leave the job. If somebody keeps interrupting or talking when you're trying to have a meeting, you ask them to leave.
Yep.
It's a retraining. We need to train people how to treat us.
Yes. Absolutely. That is so, so true. And if you're listening to this, really take it to heart because you deserve people to respect you. You deserve people to hold your boundaries. You deserve that. And when you these are fantastic, easy, simple questions to just practice. Like practice them in the mirror. Practice them when you're driving in your car, just so that you have them. Especially if you're somebody who struggles with confrontation and who struggles with having your boundaries respected. If that's you, then these questions are really powerful for you. And really take them to heart. Practice them like in a mirror by yourself, so that if a situation comes up like this, you can step up and use these simple and really good.
Yeah, they're very powerful. And,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, you know, as you let things go and it churns inside of you, it's hurting you. And then when it finally comes out, it's going to come out in a way that's way overblown.
Yeah, that's where overeating comes in. When somebody's like overstepping your boundaries, you're not feeling worthy enough, you're like, I'm not good enough to actually tell that person not to speak to me that way, or yes, that person's a half an hour late, but I waited for them. It's like, then what do? You're feeling that you're not good enough. And so what do? You go and overeat because then you're trying to comfort yourself and bring love in. And just by practicing this is going to change your life. This is so going to like bring you more energy.
It will change your life.
It will.
You know,
it
and
will
I was, like I said, I was raised with being, my parents said to me verbatim, you know, be sweet so everyone will like you. And so I tried to be sweet so everyone will like me. And I was just changing my personality and how I was in the world. So everybody would like me. And you know what? Not everybody liked me anyway.
No, they won't. Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't like you because you're establishing your boundary and they keep stomping all over you, it may be a good time to do some feng shui.
Yeah.
Clean out, you know, the season. We all go through seasons, and sometimes people are meant to be in the old season, and we need to shed leaves and shed skin, you know, just like a snake sheds its skin, and trees need to shed its leaves. You know, we need to do that in order to keep growing, too.
That's very, very true. This is your journey in life, sister. If you're listening to this, this is your journey in life. You're meant to be happy. You're meant to be respected. There's a goddess called Kali, and she is a goddess of war, and she is beautiful and powerful and loved, and there's a place for her inside of you. So if you need to, you know, be strong with your boundaries, practice it and do it. And then we have a simple, practical, yet profound process to create a step-by-step strategic map to achieve income and health goals starting now.
Okay.
Now is always a good time to start.
Yes.
I love now.
Okay, so now... if somebody wants to sketch this out, they can do it as kind of like a pyramid. Or if you can go, in fact, I have a website called the Ecosystem of Success, and eco is an ecological, ecosystem of success.com. Or you can go on my website at the Abundance Company and look for the tab for the Ecosystem of Success. And why I show this is how it's all part of nature. It's like a growing organism. So at the top, I start first at the top, and we need to be really clear on how do we define success for ourselves. And I don't know if it was Marcy Shimoff, or I'm sure somebody said this, but Marcy talks so much about happiness, and, you know, success doesn't breed happiness. Happiness breeds success.
She said exactly that.
And so, I just love her. She was on my radio show, too. She's just a sweet, really sweet gal. But anyway, we need to be really clear on what success would look like for you and start tapping into your dreams. What is it that it would allow you to do for your family? What does it allow you to do for the legacy you want to leave? And think about something maybe that was really painful, like, you know, when my sister was killed. I created a success statement that ties into how I can make that meaningful. And she was in her senior year of high school, and so part of my success statement is I'll know I'm successful when I can gift $50,000 in memoriam of my sister for an endowment for a graduating high school senior at our old high school.
Wow.
That makes it meaningful. And so these things are, you know, are inspiring. I'll know I'm successful when I can virtually adopt six children through World Vision and go visit each of them and hold them and let them know how much they're loved. You know, I'll know I'm successful when I can take my entire family, my kids and their significant others, and my significant other when I have another one.
Yeah.
It's in the side. It's really funny. I've stepped into my own power. You know, I just went through a divorce about 6 years ago, and which taught me a lot about boundaries, believe me. The men that come in my life really are attracted to me because they say, you know, you're powerful.
Yeah.
That's really attractive. We can respect you. It's unbelievable. So anyway, I get off the track. My success statement is I'll know I'm successful when I can take my significant other and my children and their spouses all on a Mediterranean cruise.
Mm.
You know
I
what?
Love this. This is fun. This is like, this is inspiring. This is like, I love it. And it's not something I ever thought about.
It's great. You know, we just keep kind of going, you know. And then moving down from that, you know, first be, you know, clear with your, what success means to you. And as
and
it
like
turns out,
add,
what's
I
that?
I want to just say, if anybody, if you're, the ladies who are listening, write down your success statement on the Q&A. I'd love to see some of them. So it's the Q&A box on the left-hand side. You're, if something's coming up to you and you're just like, oh, man, I'd be successful if I took, you know, my whole family out to a theater and a show or whatever it is, or
yeah.
a trip to Alaska. Write it down. Let us know. That would be great. So I interrupted you, but I wanted to get that in. So go ahead, Linnea.
Okay, good. And then below that is, you know, having a really clear vision of for you, just for you.
Yeah.
You know, success statement is usually built around, you know, family and how you would occupy your time and you know, where would you go for recreation and stuff like that. But beyond that, you know, let's say on a professional level for your business or for the what I call the business of you, I use the same format whether I'm working with businesses or I'm working with individuals in our Wait No More coaching program. But, you know, what is that vision for you and your body? And how you feel, and what kind of beliefs and thoughts are filling you in your mind. What kind of relationships do you have?
Yeah.
What does your relationship with money look like? What kind of network of people are you tied into? You know, this is all these roots underneath. So bringing those up to the ultimate, you know, what does that look like for you? Then the next step down is that supports the two above it, vision and success, is your mission. You know, kind of like why are you here? What is it that really lights up your passion? What is it about your life that you can find meaning in that is really inspiring? And that's part of what your purpose is, but your purpose is a lot deeper than that. The purpose is, you know, why you're here in a kind of a deeply divine nature, but your mission is, my mission is to, I know, is to teach and write and coach.
Yeah.
My purpose is to honor the sacredness in myself, others, and the planet.
Wow. Yeah, my mission is to help women make fitness fun and make their health a priority in a fun and joyful way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yay. I love yours.
right on.
Then below that is your objectives. And these are kind of like the measurable goals. So what are the things that you can kind of measure? What do you need more of be realized or to show itself or less of? What do you need to get rid of that you can actually measure along the way to know if you're making any progress? You could look at, you know, how much income you can, how much more income, maybe how much less debt, how much time, you know, you're spending doing one thing and how much less time you now have to spend doing something else. You could look at, if you want to look at your health and weight, you could look at things like your BMI or your blood sugar levels. I've actually seen this whole process used for, and I'm going to be showing it in, as we're working with our clients on Weight No More Coaching, how to use this to for people to control the diabetes.
Ooh, that's good.
And so, you know, it's looking at all that's like your vital signs in your body and in different parts of your life. How are you going to know whether you're making any progress or not? So those are your measurables, the little things you can measure, you know, month by month.
Yeah.
So you can keep track. Then beneath that are the broad statements of strategies. What are the right things you need to do time after time after time after time consistently in order to have the results that you ultimately want with your vision and your success statements?
Yeah.
For instance, a broad strategy for controlling diabetes is to run more so that they're more fit and they have, you know, they lose weight. You know, consistently exercise 5 times a week for how many minutes? Then it could be make a shopping list every week and focusing on these kinds of foods. Okay, those are the things. Okay, so what else? Well, visualizing before I go to an event what it's going to be like.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love
and planning
like that.
Accordingly, eating some almonds or cheese or something before I go. Or
yeah.
Imagine what it's going to be like at the buffet table and how I'm going to handle that.
Yes.
That's a strategy.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah, so if you're
listening
to this.
Because I love myself.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this and this sounds like a lot, just take on one thing. Just try one thing. You know, whether it's the measurables, I love, and finding your mission statement. What is your purpose? And feel it. You'll feel it in your heart. You know what your purpose is and your mission is if it feels really good and you're jazzed about it, if you're, like, excited
oh, yeah.
about it. There's
it
not
gives
a
you
mistake.
Goosebumps.
Yeah,
and it can take a lot of time. I've gone through a lot of training to help people kind of find their mission and their purpose. And
yeah.
Some are really easy. You know, there's one that Dr. Lance Secretan of the Secretan Institute. He was my mentor on the kind of like a spiritual leadership piece that I do. And we all need to be an effective leader with courage and
yeah.
love and all that stuff. But you know that. Some of it, you know, so there's a process that he's developed, and he works with organizations all over the world, has for years. And then Tim Kelly of the Purpose Institute teaches another one where, actually a couple of them, where you journal and you do a dialogue with your higher power and just start asking questions.
Oh, yeah. I've done that one. That's so powerful. It's like
yep.
It's like you're having a conversation with somebody else, but it's actually your higher power, and you're just asking questions to your higher power, and then you just journal and you just write what comes up. I love that.
It's amazing.
It is so amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Things come up, yeah, that you don't even realize, and it just opens your heart. And plus, it opens your heart so much more, and it can increase your intuition because you're opening your heart more to your higher power.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we have one last one because we have
and
about 9 minutes
that
left.
Is creating now some little projects or action plans to put the strategies in place and to start working your way up towards the top of this pyramid. And a project or an action plan is something like, okay, what am I going to do today?
Yes.
Well, what am I going to do this week? So you could put together, I know somebody that created a shopping list on like an Excel spreadsheet. This is, you know, some of us are more anal than others, but of the things that they are always going to shop for.
Yeah.
And so,
so that might be a good
action plan.
Can you say those from the top down? And so this is from the top down, everybody. So if you haven't taken notes, maybe write these down. Go ahead and just, yeah.
Yeah. From the top of the pyramid, actually above the pyramid is this little figure. If you look at the ecosystem of success, you'll see this figure kind of dancing for joy on the top because it all pushes up to joy. And isn't that what we're created for? I mean, that's what we're created for is for
that's
joy.
That's it.
So below the little dancing figure on top of the pyramid is success. And then the next is a vision.
Vision.
Below that is mission. Then the measurable objectives.
Measurable. Good.
Strategies. And then the projects, these are little projects to kind of get everything moving, or action plans.
Action plans, yeah.
And then at the base of that, you know, as we opened this up, I started talking about the root system with all these different environments that make up
yeah.
our life and who we are.
Yeah, and getting rid of the things that irritate you.
Oh.
Started that. So if you need to paint your bathroom, get it painted.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, if there's a piece
It'll
of artwork
so
that you look at that is just so ugly and you hate it, don't look at it anymore.
Take it down. Get something you like. Even if somebody gifted it to you, you know, because the gift was given and the heartfelt emotion was there when they gave it, and now it's over. So put it away if you don't like it.
Well,
so,
and the thing is, I mean, you can energetically help somebody else's life who could receive that and really love it.
Yes, absolutely. You can keep the love flowing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we have one last one, and I'm realizing there's a typo on my slideshow, so I'm sorry about that, everybody. It says how to leave motivation behind and have more energy and focus for what you really want.
That's purpose. This is the whole trunk of the tree that pushes all the way up to the top, up into joy, and is tied into these roots of everything that can either feed it or bleed it. And purpose is that divine reason on a much higher, broader level of how you're going to live your life and what you're here to not do, but how you're here to be. What is your essence?
Yeah.
And when I looked at my life, what really came out to me is how I was not honored for being a sacred creature. I was not honored and respected for just being worthy of being treated well just because I am here.
Yeah.
And what really helped us be able to turn that around and say, my purpose is there.
Yeah.
So that's, and all these words kept coming up, and I became a certified dream coach through Marsha Weider a couple of years ago, and we did a lot of work on purpose and a lot of writing about it and that type of thing as well. She uses Tim Kelly's method. But it became really, really clear that my greatest pain is really what has been my biggest gift, because it's helped me uncover my purpose.
Always. That's always the case.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. It's like that deep, deep pain finds something that is love in it and pulls it out of you. And it's just so amazing how that happens.
Yeah.
I
heard about a woman. I gave a talk about purpose, and then for the first time I was a little more public about my last marriage. And it's in the book. It's in The Spirit of Silicon Valley. But it was about my last marriage and the verbal abuse and the put downs and everything. And I know it's because he was going through his own stuff, but it's a very, very damaging thing. And he ended up, cheating. Anyway, he ended up having a lot of gay liaisons and living a whole separate lifestyle, while he was still married to me. And it was a devastating thing. But through that, it became really clear about this whole thing about the sacredness of life,
yeah,
and the sacredness of who I am, and living that out and having that as my essence rather than being a victim. It's like stepping on this huge boulder that we feel like is in our path or is somehow tied to our ankle, and saying, no, I'm stepping up on this, and I can see the divine light from here,
yeah,
up on top of it, and that's shining on my path instead. So, it really is a choice. And, everybody talks about, well, I'm not motivated. Motivation doesn't last, but inspiration is a great energizer.
Yeah.
And we need self-inspire. We need to self-inspire.
There's also a quote by Zig Ziglar, and it says, motivation doesn't last. And he says, well, neither does bathing, so we recommend it every day.
I know, isn't that great?
I love him. So we just have a few minutes. And I wanted you to talk about your Weight No More Ultimate. This is a program, if you're watching the slideshow, it's on the left-hand side. It says Weight No More Ultimate. And so, Linnea, we have like a few minutes left. Do you want to share a little bit more about the program that you run? This has been an amazing interview, and you've given so much value as far as really just taking your power back as a woman and really keeping your boundaries strong and really living into what it is that why you're here. I love it. You've given some really practical stuff to use. So just
a little bit
more about what your programs that you're doing.
Well, Weight No More Coaching is a company that I formed with four partners, four amazing women. And what's amazing about our partnership is we each have such individual strengths that set us apart from the other three. And so Weight No More Coaching is really about helping people take charge of their weight and their health one last time. And so that our motto is getting it off and keeping it off.
Yeah.
And so it's about getting past this yo-yo thing. And one of my partners, Marilyn Asplund, is a heart math coach and energy coach, very, very, very love-focused, very heart-focused, and she has a program for stress and emotional eating. And I have a program for doing a strategic planning, like I just described, called I call the business of you. And so those are bonuses that are included in the Ultimate. Now, the basic, this Weight No More, getting it off package is 1 week of, it's all done by phone. That's the cool thing. So people can be in their offices or their home and for 30 minutes a week with a group, and it's very powerful, very focused. We match everybody up with an accountability weight loss buddy, so they have not only the accountability to the coach but also to somebody else during the week. We tons of education, the habit of the week.
You guys are amazing.
It's a wonderful program.
Just click that link on the left-hand side. It says Weight No More Ultimate. It's a link on the left. Mm-hmm. Check out the program. If this is information has grabbed you and you're like, I love this interview. It gave really practical tips. I love it a lot too, because you're the first speaker that really gave practical tips about boundaries, and that is so important for women, because a lot of moms, and especially, usually put themselves last, and they're forgotten, and they forget about themselves, and they forget about their own needs, and they forget about their boundaries. And just this interview has given so much information. So if Linnea is the right coach for you, please check out her program. It's on the left-hand side. Just click it, learn more about her, get her free gift. You know, she's just amazing, and I know what you do works, sister. I mean, you're just a powerhouse woman and a goddess, and I love that we had lunch and I got to meet you in person.
Yeah, me
that
too.
That was so fun. That was
me
so
too.
Fun.
And there's also, you know, my core website. There's the Abundance Company, and there's some free gifts on there too. There's
What's the website name?
TheAbundanceCompany.com. There's a gift on there for a free Attraction Marketers Manifesto ebook. If you go onto the little tab that says My Own Articles, there's two great articles. One's called 10 Ways to Be More Effective, and it talks a little bit about what I just taught you. And then the second one is Turbocharge Your Success, which has a little bonus article attached to it called Attracting Absolute Abundance. But Turbocharge Your Success is goes through the seven-step or six-step process that I just went through.
Awesome. So that's theabundancecompany.com. So great. So I just want to pick a winner, somebody to win the Simple Strategies to Flatten Your Belly and Sharpen Your Mind for those women who called in. I'm so, so grateful. And I'm going to pick somebody. This name doesn't come up. It's a wireless caller from San Francisco, and your phone number is 415-290-4249. It's a wireless caller. The name's not coming up, and it says 415-290-4249. So all you have to do is just reply to the 10-minute alert email that you got about this call and just say, Michelle, it's me from San Francisco. This is my phone number. And I'll send you that gift. So, again, the wireless caller from San Francisco, you're still on, 415-290-4249, and your name just didn't come across. It says wireless caller. So, sister, you got that gift that's in the Fit Pack, and you also got it. I'll send that to you when you email me and just say, Michelle, it's me. And then I just, before I totally thank our speaker, I want to just remind you, March 5th, we just have 2 weeks left of the summit and we're done. We have Julie Tutton coming on, and she's going to talk about creating financial fitness with ease. Are you uninviting money into your life? So big. Yeah, I love that bullet. Who are you honoring, you or your bills? Are you asking for what you require? So she's going to rock our world on March 5th, Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Linnea Hagan, I am so grateful for you. You have just rocked this interview.
Oh,
it's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
So much great and valuable information.
Thank you.
Michelle,
can I put in one little quote? I told Brad Simpkins, who I'm attached to on Facebook, and he has a wonderful radio show and really inspiring man. And one of his posts for today on Facebook was, keep going. Each step may get harder, but don't stop. The view is beautiful at the top.
That's awesome. That's perfect to end with. Thank you so much for that, sister. I'll probably see you sometime in the future.
I hope so.
You're so close.
We'll do lunch.
we'll do lunch. Okay, everybody, good night. I'll see you next week.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.